हरे कृष्ण, गेट आउट ऑफ द ड्राउट ऑफ डाउट. डाउट इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट डेंजरस ऑब्स्टिकल्स ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ. इट क्रिएट्स अ ड्राउट इन आवर हार्ट, बिकॉज व्हेन द हार्ट इज स्कॉच्ड बाय डाउट, ऑल हायर इमोशंस, स्पेशली द इमोशन ऑफ डिवोशन, इट गेट्स evaporated and eliminated. And the Bhagavad Gita warns us about the danger of doubt when it says in the 4th chapter 40th text, agyascha shraddha dhanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti na paro na sukham samshayatmanah. So it says those who are agya, ignorant, those who are lacking in faith, ashraddha dhana, and samshayatmana, those who are doubters, what happens to them? Vinashyati, they are ruined, they are destroyed. Nayam lokosti na paro, not in this world, nor in the next world. Na sukham samshayatmanah, they don't find any happiness. Na sukham. So, now doubts, to some extent, come from the intelligence. And when the intellect produces some doubts, we have to tackle them intellectually by going to the association where we can find answers by seeking answers from learned and realized spiritual teachers. At the same time, we also need to acknowledge that the intelligence is not capable of comprehending everything about something. Even in a field that is operated largely by intelligence, such as science, scientists have come to the conclusion that many aspects of the universe are not comprehensible by the intelligence. Especially quantum physics, is the quantum view of the universe is just not comprehensible. And what do scientists do? They don't just, because they are not able to comprehend some fields, they don't just give up their faith in science. No, they find out areas of the universe, aspects of the universe that are more amenable to scientific investigation, and then they focus their energy on those areas. And thus, they make progress therein. If we are to progress in spiritual life, we too need to have a similar pragmatic approach. If there are certain aspects, certain things in bhakti that induce doubt within us, if we dwell on them, if we obsess on them, then that will dry up our heart and we will become spiritually weakened, parched, wounded. Instead, we can actually look at those things which stimulate us spiritually, which are fulfilling for us within the realm of bhakti. And we can expose ourselves to them conscientiously. And this spiritually stimulating contact will create a trickle of nectar in our heart, thus giving us some relief from the drought within. And further, we needn't be satisfied with just that trickle of water. We can, rather than waiting for more water to trickle in, we can trace the trickle back to its source. That means, when we find that certain things in bhakti are more stimulating for us, then we can go toward those, we can expose ourselves conscientiously to those more and more. And thus we will experience more spiritual emotions, more rasa, and our faith will thus become vindicated and strengthened. More importantly, Krishna will see through our efforts at embracing the things that give faith and at avoiding the things that cause doubt. Krishna will see through this that we are not interested in using our doubts as a rationalization for staying away from Him. When we strive to come close to Him by embracing the things that stimulate spiritual emotion within us, He will appreciate our sincerity, and reciprocating, He will give us the insight and taste that will raise our consciousness high up, so that many doubts will become irrelevant. Thank you.